it seems my handmaids have finally learned to tie a proper clove hitch. Nice and tight. And just in time for this week's lesson. Quite fortuitous, wouldn't you say? Of course not. Still so quiet, angry eyes. Still such fire. Oh, but that is exactly what I like to see. Because today, we'll be all about stoking the flames of that internal passion. Anger, lust, need. Pain. Like I said, during your initial arrival, is quite a useful teacher. Paddling, flogging, spanking, all effective, yes, but with diminishing returns. The more accustomed you are to the whip, the less it stings. Mental pain, anguish, humiliation, that too can often bend a knee that would not be forced through other means. But there is a kind of pain, exquisite pain, sexual agony that serves as a remarkable teacher. One that you will love and hate in equal measure. Pleasure can bring the most beautiful suffering. First, the oil. I had it warmed just for this. You're the lucky little slave, having your mistress put her hands on you like this. Don't you think? To have the long, graceful fingers of a high elf stroking and soothing your body. Quite a treat for a lower being such as yourself. You're offended. Of course you are. Humans don't consider themselves to be lesser, do they? Unfortunate that you deny simple biological reality in favor of preserving your ego, but, well, how much can one really expect from such a primitive species? Anger. Perfect. You feel that fire inside of you? That heat. The desperate need to drown the flames of your rage in elfin blood? And how much hotter does that fire burn
knowing that you never will.
You see, unfulfilled desire has a way of corrupting your mind. It hums in the background of everything you do and think and say, until you would do just about anything to have that tension finally released. They say that when you remove a sense, the others become more heightened. For today's lesson, you need only to focus on my voice and the growing need between your legs. Oh, and the sensations. As my fingers trail over you, ever so gently and softly, fleeting motions that leave you shivering and twitching beneath me. A light tickle against your chest, around your nipples, just a glancing touch, the slightest hint of motion, but it feels
I see how they stiffen for me. So eager for my touch.
Don't my fingers just paint a trail of sparks as they flit down farther and farther down to your stomach? And your thighs? Oh, sensitive. I see. And down, down. To the very bottoms of your feet. Sensitive there too. I'll have to remember that for later. And then I'll trail my fingers back up. And up. And up. To your soft, sensitive pussy. You're so wet, my slave. You always are for me. You can't help it. You were made for this. For me. For my pleasure. It's why your body can't help but react. And if I were to run my fingers ever so lightly over your swollen clit, does that tickle? Light feather touches. The barest hint of my fingers against your delicate flesh. The very slightest pressure. One hand slips down lower to your slit, just teasing the entrance. I love watching you squirm under my hands, but it's not enough. I think what you need now is warm and wet, soft, pink, and I need a taste. These lips are begging for it. Little sucks. Kisses. And perhaps a gentle, very gentle lick on your clit. Hips still, slave. But that does feel amazing, doesn't it? And you're so wet. I bet you'd like to come. In fact, I know you would. And if that's the case, go on. Beg me. No. Not yet, perhaps. But you will. By now, you should know what comes next. From the first day you arrived, you've done nothing but come and come and come at my command. I dare say you've grown accustomed to it. But today is different. I'm going to fuck you, and you are not to come. Do you understand? Listen to me. Do not come until you are given permission. Or that little trip we took to the stocks earlier will seem like child's play in comparison to the punishment you receive. Do I make myself clear? Good girl. Look how eager you are for me. So wet and ready. You're practically pulling the strap inside. Not that I mind. Oh, you naughty thing. Getting me all worked up like this. Oh. Oh, just what I thought. What a hungry little slut you are. Swallowing up every inch with only the slightest of resistance. I wonder what will happen. Oh, when I rub my finger against your slick little nub here. Oh. That feels good, doesn't it? So good. Oh, and you're so wet for me. Wet for your owner. Oh, just like the good little slave you are. Good little whore. My whore. Mine. Look. Look at me. That's right. Show me the need that's burning in your eyes. Oh, hotter than the anger. The need for release. Oh, for me to give you that respite. Oh, pleasure. Oh, and holding it back is such exquisite agony. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good inside of you. So right. Oh, yes. Oh, you see it? You want to come, don't you? Oh, yes. Tell me. Beg me. Beg me to come. Oh, you beg so. Oh, so. So sweetly. Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't get to come. Oh, no. No. The heat in your eyes. Small tremble in your lower lip. You must really need it, huh? Perfect. Just like you're suffering. There's nothing like it. No, but don't look so dour. That's not to say you won't be allowed to come. Eventually. For now, though, you relax. The staff will return shortly to untie the ropes and fit you for a chastity belt. After all, we can't have you touching yourself and ruining a perfectly good lesson, can we?